Вы услышите текст. В заданиях обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями. Now, we are ready to start.
Good morning. This is Evanesson and you're listening to Animals in Our World. Today, our guest is Dr. Manuel Gutierrez. He is a veterinarian and the author of a new book about taking care of your pets. Dr. Gutierrez, welcome. I understand many of your patients are the pets of famous people.
Yes, many of my clients, that is, the human owners of my patients, are movie stars, musicians, and politicians.
Are the pets of famous people different from the pets of regular people?
Well, sometimes they come to my office in limousines, wearing diamond collars, but really pets are all the same. They all need lots of love, a healthy diet, and good grooming. If you take care of them, they'll take care of you.
They'll take care of you? How can a pet take care of you?
It's a well-documented fact that people with pets live longer, healthier, even happier lives.
Really? Why is that?
Well, for a number of reasons. First of all, pets such as dogs require lots of exercise. So when you walk your dog, your pet stays fit and so do you.
Except don't some people just hire dog walkers these days?
Sadly, that's true. But even those people may benefit in other ways. Living with a pet like a dog, a cat, even fish and birds can be good for your mental health as well.
How does that work?
Pets are great listeners. And when people are anxious or sad, the best therapy is simply to talk. Just spending time with your pet has a calming effect. Furthermore, nowadays many people live alone, and being able to come home to your pet, even if it's just a fish in a fish tank, helps people feel less lonely.
That makes sense. But how does all of this help you to live longer?
Well, the calming effect of living with a pet lowers a person's blood pressure. And some recent studies have shown that people with pets have lower cholesterol levels and are able to recover quicker save to illnesses or personal tragedies.
You're very convincing, Dr. Gutierrez. Does that mean you think everyone should have a pet?
Well, any pet, even a turtle, requires daily care. So only people who are willing to make the charge should get a pet.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Good morning. This is Evanesson and you're listening to Animals in Our World. Today our guest is Dr. Manuel Gutierrez. He is a veterinarian and the author of a new book about taking care of your pets. Dr. Gutierrez, welcome. I understand many of your patients are the pets of famous people.
Yes, many of my clients, that is, the human owners of my patients, are movie stars, musicians, and politicians.
Are the pets of famous people different from the pets of regular people?
Well, sometimes they come to my office in limousines, wearing diamond collars, but really pets are all the same. They all need lots of love, a healthy diet, and good grooming. If you take care of them, they'll take care of you.
They'll take care of you? How can a pet take care of you?
It's a well-documented fact that people with pets live longer, healthier, even happier lives.
Really? Why is that?
Well, for a number of reasons. First of all, pets such as dogs require lots of exercise. So when you walk your dog, your pet stays fit and so do you.
Except don't some people just hire dog walkers these days?
Sadly, that's true. But even those people may benefit in other ways. Living with a pet like a dog, a cat, even fish and birds can be good for your mental health as well.
How does that work?
Pets are great listeners. And when people are anxious or sad, the best therapy is simply to talk. Just spending time with your pet has a calming effect. Furthermore, nowadays many people live alone, and being able to come home to your pet, even if it's just a fish in a fish tank, helps people feel less lonely.
That makes sense. But how does all of this help you to live longer?
Well, the calming effect of living with a pet lowers a person's blood pressure. And some recent studies have shown that people with pets have lower cholesterol levels and are able to recover quicker, save to illnesses or personal tragedies.
You're very convincing, Dr. Gutierrez. Does that mean you think everyone should have a pet?
Well, any pet, even a turtle, requires daily care. So only people who are willing to make the charge should get a pet.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.